This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military confirmed Thursday its forces have stormed the main hospital in southern Gaza, hours after Israeli fire killed a patient and wounded six others in the complex. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The Israeli army said it was a limited operation, seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. The raid comes a day after Israel's army sought to evacuate thousands of displaced Palestinians who were seeking shelter at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis.
We have credible intelligence.
The military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages at the hospital and that the remains of hostages might still be inside. Nasser Hospital has been the latest focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser Hospital for at least a week. Surrounded by heavy fire, several people inside the compound have been killed, according to health officials. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ahead of a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels Thursday, NATO Secretary General urged alliance members not to drive a wedge between the U.S. and its European members. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Speaking to reporters ahead of a meeting with NATO defense ministers, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance's European members and Canada have ramped up defense spending to record levels.
And we should not pursue any path that indicates that we are trying to divide Europe from North America. The strength is that we have Europe and North America together in NATO. We have to remember that non-EU NATO allies account for 80% of NATO's defense spending.
Concern is growing in Europe about the future U.S. commitment to NATO should Donald Trump return to office. With a war in Ukraine weighing on resources, European leaders agree they should do more without relying on U.S. help. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.